Next, we hear about a digital mentoring and tutoring program. The project called eMentoring was founded by Oliver Miller. It connects teens at a Chicago youth center, the Elliott Donnelly Youth Center on Chicago's South Side, with graduate students across the country through email and Skype. Oliver Miller recently was awarded a grant for eMentoring from the online youth service organization DoSomething.org. That organization's mission is to get kids involved in projects they care about. In short, to do something. You'll find DoSomething.org online, and now in bookstores, you'll find the organization's guidebook, Do Something, a handbook for young activists. And it's my pleasure this afternoon to welcome Oliver Miller to the Afternoon Magazine. Thanks so much, Oliver.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
My pleasure. So who are the teens who are being mentored?
The teens being mentored are, as you mentioned, from the Elliott Donnelly Youth Center, which is in the Bronzeville neighborhood of Chicago's South Side. So these are students ages anywhere between 8 to 15 who are from Bronzeville, which you may not know is a primarily underserved neighborhood. And the majority of the students who come to the center qualify for reduced fare lunch. And basically, it's one in a number of programs that they run there just designed to give students access to, you know, any kind of resources that will interest them and will give them access to adults and healthy social relationships. And we're just trying to facilitate that in a new and an innovative way.
And tell us now something about the mentors.
So the mentors are from the school that I work at right now, the Chicago School of Professional Psychology. These are graduate students that come from all over the country, and currently we're running the program with students at the Chicago-based campus on a pilot program level, but we do hope to obviously scale this program up so that students from across the country could be mentoring the students at the Chicago Youth Centers. But the students are graduate students. They've come forward to be part of this program because they were excited by the innovativeness and the fact that there's really nothing like it in terms of using technology in this way to really try and benefit these youth.
I suspect there are benefits for the mentors as well.
Oh, absolutely. Part of how the program was created actually is based on the existing teletherapy model, which is we wanted our students to kind of have an opportunity, and by our students I mean the Chicago school students, to have an opportunity to experience building relationships in that way, because it's different from building a face-to-face relationship, and it's challenging in a different way. And we wanted to see, you know, if there was any interest on our students' side in terms of getting some exposure to that that forum and using that medium. And there's definitely been a lot of interest, and the students have had great feedback in terms of how the program works and what they've learned through trying to build a relationship in that way.
Yeah, I suspect that for the mentors, this program helps sharpen teaching and communication skills.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Because, I mean, if you think about, you know, if you've used Skype or tried to communicate with someone via video chat, there are, you know, certain things, you lose certain cues. So certain body language cues don't really exist as much, but you retain, you know, things like facial cues. And so it's just like talking on the phone. It's sort of a step between talking on the phone and being face-to-face in that you do have to learn a sort of a different level of being able to read people, and you do have to use the skills that you have available to you in that setting in a more precise way.
And what are the benefits of this e-mentoring program for the teens at the Elliott Donnelly Youth Center?
So there's a lot of benefits on a few different levels. One just basic benefit is an increased use of and exposure to technology. So previously, before this program and before we received Do Something funding, we only had a couple of webcams we were working with. With the funding, we've been able to get much better technology, much better hardware. So the students are becoming comfortable with using Skype. We're trying to teach them to run it entirely self-sufficiently. So with no supervision, they'll be able to plug in the webcam, start up Skype, and get really comfortable using that web-based technology, because, you know, that area of technology is growing so fast that, you know, students who don't have access to technology really get left in the dust very quickly. And so it's hugely important for them to have access to that. On sort of a social emotional development level, what we're trying to sort of test and evaluate is the extent to which an online or an e-mentoring based relationship can mirror or show the same benefits as a face-to-face relationship. You know, obviously we suspect that there will be some difference, and it's safe to assume at this point that, you know, a face-to-face relationship would have a greater impact, but we are looking for ways to evaluate that, because with the online option, it opens the door for a lot more mentors who, for logistical reasons, you know, having a full workload and that kind of thing, would be more likely to be able to participate.
What inspired you?
When I heard about the teletherapy, and I discussed that with some coworkers, I think just is a situation where I had been learning about the organizations that the school I'm at works with, and I'd heard about this idea, and I saw a couple some potential for some pieces to fall into place, and I think really it was when I met my liaison at the Chicago Youth Centers, Christy, who is the director of mentoring and volunteer services there, and we started talking, and it started clicking and coming together really fast. And I think when you have a good idea or you come across a good idea, because I wouldn't say I invented this, I would just say I facilitated it. But the idea came up, and I reached out to somebody, and then once the project started gaining its own energy, after just making a couple connections with people who might be able to help, it really started energizing me, and then it becomes sort of a reciprocal process where I'm gaining energy from the project, and the project is gaining energy from me, you know, and it just keeps building in that way.
And what are the participants at Elliott Donnelly saying about the project?
Oh, the kids love it. I mean, we because of some staff changes at Elliott Donnelly, we had to put the program on hold for about a month. And every week they come into the center saying, "Is it e-mentoring today? Is it e-mentoring?" And we have to go, "No." You know, the other thing we've been able to change with the program is in our pilot it was once a month mentoring, which just wasn't as much as we wanted to do. But after, you know, gaining some credibility with the program at the center, and through the funding that we've received, we've been able to up it to once a week. So now we're going to really be able to offer this program at basically as much as our current technology assets can allow.
What would you like to say about DoSomething.org and your relationship with the organization?
I think DoSomething is providing a really, really vital service that for me, when I was looking to scale up this program, obviously we didn't have any of our own funding, and it's such a small program that we weren't going to be able to get a big grant. Trying to find corporate donors is much more difficult than it seems, and they really provide this need they for people like me who, you know, I needed some kind of funding and some sort of help to move this program another step forward. And without that, I was going to be stuck kind of in first gear. And I think that's really what they do a great job at least in terms of what I received, which was a growth grant. It's just a small grant that allows me to, like I said, scale up the program a little bit and kind of try and push it to the next level. And then from here, who knows where I'll be able to go. Mm-hmm. So it's really kind of given my program that chance between sort of life or death, because we wouldn't have been able to continue it at the low level that we were running it at previously.
Have you received requests for information from people who would like to do something like this in other communities?
I think partly because this is one of our first real publicity-oriented events, I haven't received too much of that. I've been to a couple of conferences, and it always creates an interesting buzz. People are always curious to learn more about it and how they can, you know, incorporate it at maybe their youth center or, you know, with their population. I've had, you know, people who work with adults with developmental disabilities who are interested in this format of mentoring, as well as other youth centers. So I think you hit on something interesting there, which is there are just so many different potential applications of using technology in this way that really I think we're just scratching the surface on it right now.
Well, I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, and thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Oliver Miller, he founded eMentoring. It connects teens at a Chicago youth center, the Elliott Donnelly Youth Center on Chicago's South Side, with grad students across the country through email and Skype. And as he mentioned, he got a grant from the Do Something organization, DoSomething.org. And DoSomething.org now has a guidebook out for young people. It's called Do Something, a Handbook for Young Activists. The publisher is Workman.